A multi-state path of destruction. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. There's damage from tornadoes and severe thunderstorms from the Ohio Valley to the southeast. Fox 5 Atlanta's Mark Teichner in Rockland County, Georgia.
It's going to take some time for them to be able to clear all of this up, so they are asking folks, if at all possible, to stay at home, not come out, and give them the space and the time to get everything done.
There are power outages from Kentucky to Michigan, more than 100,000 in West Virginia. There's a severe weather threat today all along the East Coast. Dozens of people are trapped in highway tunnels in Taiwan after the strongest earthquake there in 25 years. At least 9 people are dead. More than 800 injuries are reported. Most commercial shipping still blocked, but a second channel is open for smaller vessels to get around the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The Navy's released underwater sonar images of what it looks like down there.
While there are cranes that can move what's left of the Key Bridge, the pieces to move are collapsed on themselves.
Some people use the term pancaked.
That's how Army Corps of Engineers Colonel S.D. Pinchason puts it. 3D imaging shows the wreckage isn't just resting on the river floor.
It's actually below the mud line. That makes it very difficult to know where to cut, how to cut.
And most importantly, how to move those pieces, because the only way to get to the goal of building a new bridge is to move what's left of the fallen one. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former President Trump makes his first campaign stop in Wisconsin with a rally in Green Bay.
Not one more innocent life should be lost to Biden migrant crime.
Earlier in Michigan, he'd said he'd spoken with the family of a woman killed in Grand Rapids last month, the murder suspect, a man she knew in the country illegally. Ruby Garcia's sister, though, acting as a family spokesperson, says no one's spoken to former President Trump himself or anybody with his campaign. The latest Wall Street Journal polls find Trump ahead of President Biden in 6 of 7 so-called swing states, trailing only in Michigan head-to-head. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Appeals court arguments are expected today over the Texas law that will allow the state to arrest and deport migrants in the country illegally.
More arguments are set in the legal back and forth over Texas Senate Bill 4, which pits the state against the federal government when it comes to who has the authority to arrest and deport migrants who cross the southern U.S. border illegally. Last month, a 3-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the Biden administration, which argued that the law violates the U.S. Constitution. It's 50-page majority opinion was written by the Fifth Circuit's chief judge, who was nominated by former President George W. Bush, and another judge who was nominated last year by the Biden administration. Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the law is necessary and that he expects it to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Top Broadway name and former presidential candidate are joining forces tonight in New York.
Hillary Clinton and Lin-Manuel Miranda are set to host a Broadway fundraiser for President Biden, featuring a performance of Suffs, the musical. The show is co-produced by the former First Lady and first woman to win a major party's nomination for president. The story focuses on the women's suffrage movement. Miranda, the creator of the hit Broadway shows Hamilton and In the Heights, helped fundraise for Clinton in 2016. The fundraiser comes after the Biden campaign touted a $26 million haul from an event last week that featured President Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Inflation in countries that use the euro is down more than most economists expected. It's at 2.4%, just a tick under the latest consumer prices report here in the United States. Stock futures this morning, slightly lower, basically flat right now ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. The first 2 days of the week and first 2 days of the second quarter of the year have been down on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.